the other side of the pipeline story. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In that debate on Wednesday, remember this comment?
We're going to bring that pipeline in from Canada. How in the world the president said no to that pipeline?
Romney made the Keystone Pipeline Project a campaign promise, and Obama defended himself by trying to out-pipeline him.
We've built enough pipeline to wrap around the entire earth once.
So no matter who wins, America will be a pipeline-friendly country. But you know who's not pipeline-friendly when it comes to the Keystone Pipeline? Texans, and in particular, the farmers whose land it would cross. According to an AP report, the farmers along the right-of-way are fed up with the company building the pipeline, TransCanada, because it's a foreign company, it uses a lot of foreign steel, and it hires non-local workers. And it won't guarantee that all the oil will remain in the U.S. But what really steams them is that this private company is allowed to use the power of the state to force them to sell their farmland. And so those delays that you've been hearing about, part of the blame goes to Eleanor Fairchild, age 78, arrested 2 weeks ago for blocking a bulldozer on her own farm.
I am mad. This land is my land.
She was standing there Tiananmen Square style.
This is not just about my land. It's about all of our country.
And I wonder what she thought about these guys.
I'm all for pipelines. I'm all for oil production.
And part of that is bringing in a pipeline of oil from Canada.
Out of the way, old woman. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.